Have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 and verse 11. And the Bible says, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? I've been preaching a little bit on Wednesday nights on being soul winners. And I wonder tonight, how much do we want to win souls? How much do you want to win souls? How much do we want to be soul winners? Amen. It's up to us tonight. But I want to ask you another question. How much you want to be soul winners? But how much power do we have to win souls? Where does that power come from? That power comes from within. Amen. God gives us these things that we need. And I'd like to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, on a soul winner's resource. Amen. Where we get what we need, praise God. I want to tell you, God's got a place. It's called the superstore, where you can go down to the storehouse, praise God, and you can take in your cart and you can load it plumb full, praise God, of the magnificent grace of God. Amen. He'll just fill it plumb full until it's running over, praise God, as you wheel your cart through there. You can get a little grace here and a little faith there, praise be to God, from the resource, a store of God. You can fill her up, glory to God. And when you get done, praise God, you guys, before you go out the door, you can stop by the shelf of the Holy Ghost and just get it and just finish filling up your cart there. Amen. Praise God. The best thing about it, when you pull up to the cash register and you say, how much do I owe? He says, bless God, it's been paid for. Praise the Lord. I'm glad of that tonight. Amen. It ain't got it don't cost me a dime. Praise God to just go in and fill her up. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's all on God. Praise His holy name. What a Savior we have. Amen. So we have a resource. Soul winners tonight have resources. Praise God. And He tells us about what here in the book of Luke, chapter 11. He said, what we got to do first is we begin to get that filling up that we need for to get the help of God. We need to offer up a prayer. Praise God for some help. Amen. So that we can have what we need to be soul winners. He said, now Luke says, hey, listen, you know, he said, you father said, you know how to give good gifts to your children. Amen. And he asks you for this, you're not going to give him that. And if he asks you for something, you're not going to give him something that'll hurt him. He said, but you're going to, he said, if you be evil and you know how to give good gifts, he said, just think about your heavenly Father. Amen. Praise God. So we got some power, praise God. We've got a resource in Lord Jesus Christ. We've got a power, praise God, when we begin to pray and seek God's face. When we begin to offer up some prayers and we begin to make some supplications. Amen. I'm afraid we get backwards sometimes on God. We have needs, praise God, and we'll run all over town trying to satisfy those needs instead of going to the throne of grace with our little old cart, praise God, hit about empty and say, Lord, can you fill her up? Amen? Lord, my carts are getting low, praise God. I ain't got much of a resource, and God, I need you just to fill it up. Amen? But you know what Bible says right here? It says, pray, if we pray and ask the Father, He's more than anxious, praise God, to fill up our car. Amen. Amen. He's more than ready, praise God, to give us what we need. Amen. I mean, we've got a resource, praise God, tonight that's out of this world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Whoa, praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Hey, an endless supply, praise God, from the Father on high. Amen. It don't get weak. It don't run out. Amen. Amen. You never go up there to your car to pull in there to get a dose of grace. And he said, and the shell say temporarily out. Amen. No, sir. It'll never happen. You don't pull up there, praise God. I need a little touch of faith. And say, oh God, I need you to help my faith. How do you pull up there in your car and praise God, look on the shelf. Praise God, it's never out. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Why? Because God has an endless supply of everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And He said, He's God the Father, He said, is anxious to give us, praise God, when we begin to pray and we begin to ask Him for what we need. I'm telling you, young, we live in a time that we lack in the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Now, I'm just being honest, it's starting to dry. Hey, if we ain't careful, it'll start to dry up around here. Amen? Because what we do, we begin to take for granted, praise God, that God's just going to show up on purpose every time and bless us and just get us carried away in the Spirit and just bless us on purpose and fill us up. But He said, praise God, He said, what we got to do is we need to get on our face again and ask God, praise God, to keep filling us up, loading up our cart, praise God, with the things that we need. Amen? He said, you have not because you ask not. Amen? We need to start asking again. We need to start praying. Say, you know what, Lord? It's getting kind of dry up at the house of God. Amen? Say, Lord, it seems like the fires are going out. And Lord, if you would help me, pray God, I'd like to just say, at least take a little kindling with me on Sunday morning. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Lord, I would to God if you'd help me. That come with Sunday night, Wednesday night, Lord, I could just take a few coals along. So old Brother Bill or somebody can come along, begin to breathe. Praise be to God, so it'll sparkle, rise up, so somebody else can throw a little a kindling of that they brought with them. And praise God, that thing, and praise God, will begin to flame up.
Amen.
And then we get, and when it begins to flame up, praise God, we ought to be drawing up to it. Amen. It's about time we got rid of this pride and all this other junk in our lives, praise God, and pulled up to the fire.
Amen.
Amen. Why in the world do we want to set back away from the stove? Amen. I don't know about you, when I get cold, praise God, I want to get, me and my wife fight over that wood stove. Amen. We get to doing the hip bumps on that thing. Amen. We keep taking turn about, praise God, pushing each over where we can get in front of that thing where that heat's coming out through that glass. Amen. We ought to be, that's the way a child of God ought to be. We ought to be praying, ask God, praise God, to just give us that what we need in our shopping cart, praise God, from the throne of grace, and be anxious, praise God, in our like little piglets in a trough trying to get our share.
Amen.
You know, preacher, I just don't want to push nobody out of the way. I'll just let all them other people come up, and I'll sit back here hogwash. Amen. Y'all, you sit back there and get cold and indifferent. What you do? Praise God, it's time we just come up. Praise God, realize there's enough for everybody. Amen. And we get to, it's time that a soul winner, praise God, says, you know what? I want to get my share. Because the resource he has, praise God, it won't run out. Amen. He's a sufficient supply because he's a sufficient supplier. Amen. Praise God, he's got all that we need. All we got to do is ask him. See, that's what the early church did. We've been studying early church in the book of Acts. Been in it for, I guess, right at a year. Amen. Ain't through yet. Ain't halfway through. But the early church in the book of Acts, see what they did, they got together, praise God. And they got to pray until they could pray down the fire. Amen. And they all snuggled up close, praise God, because they all wanted to be in on getting the fire. Amen. They all wanted to feel the heat, praise God. Glory to God. Look over at Acts chapter 4. Let me just share that with you. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31 says, when they had prayed, amen. Now listen to this. When they had prayed. Now you see what they done? They realized that the storehouse was open for business. Amen. And they took their shopping carts and that glory to God and they lined them up over there in the upper room. Praise God, where they'd have them right handy. Amen. And they began to pray and make supplication with God. And they said, God, we need you to supply. Hey, praise you, God. And we come expecting you to supply. And we know that you have the supply. And we're here, Lord, to get our share. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so they began to load up their carts. He said, when they had prayed. Prayer's the way we load up our carts. Amen. Prayer's the way we get in there to get our part. Praise God. God understands me language. Amen. Yes, sir, He understands me language. He said, and when they had prayed, He said the place was shaken where they were assembled together. I don't know about you, but you know what I got thinking about when I got to thinking about that? I thought God said, you know what? Them shopping carts you brought, you didn't come with just a little old something to get just a little dab in. You come with a big old shopping cart, praise God. And she said, hey, when they got to praying and making supplication with God, and said, God, I know you're big enough. I know you've promised, praise God. And we come to get that you promised. Hallelujah. I believe them little old shopping carts started going around. And, praise God, they was stuff just starts falling off the shelves. Amen. Them people, they's on their knees just praying, oh God, oh God. And they was so caught up in themselves, praise God, just getting a hold of God. They didn't realize that God was filling them shopping carts up on purpose. Amen. I mean, they was running over, praise God. Falling out on the floor. Amen. Running all over the place. Sleeping out the door. Amen. Praise God. When they begin to pray, expecting something to happen. Amen. We got a great big resource. We get to pray and expecting something to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Know all this is in here. Thank you, Lord. It said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So there was power from on high come down to where they was at. And it filled them with the Holy Spirit. You get full of the Holy Ghost of God, then you start realizing where your helps are coming from. You start realizing, praise God, that you've been getting through. And if you realize that there's a great big God, the God of this whole universe, praise God, is extending an ear, inclining to listen. Amen. Lord, if we could get a hold of that. That God's a hearing us. He's a hearing our prayers and our supplications. And He's answering them, praise God, left and right on purpose. A little at a time. Amen. Praise God. Their shopping cart began to get full. And the Bible says, and they spake the word of God real quietly. With boldness. But Charles, you know what they did? They got to looking around. Praise God, everything they had was full to running over. Everybody there, praise God, had got a goodly portion. And they said, you know what? We got to kick the doors down, throw open the windows. We need to tell somebody. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God supplied the need, just like He said He would. Bless His holy name. Amen. All because they made a supplication. Said, Lord, You promised. We're here to receive the promise. Amen. And God, I don't say to say that God's promised us the same thing. Hey, praise God. So He said there's a prayer to be offered up. A prayer to be offered. But not only is there a prayer to be offered, He said, hey, when God begins work, there's a commandment to be obeyed. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. He says, be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. He offered up a commandment. Amen. He said, we begin to offer up those prayers. He said, God begins a word, but He offers up a commandment. He said, hey, listen. He said, that's all right. He said, I'll do my part. He said, you've got to realize that there's a great need. Amen. There's a great need in our land today. And it's for God's people, a filling of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We need to be filled to overflowing, praise God. It needs to be running over, praise God, on somebody. Amen. I'm afraid we're not getting enough to satisfy us, much less to run over. Amen. We're not getting enough to satisfy our soul. How do you know? Because we're going out looking for other things. Amen. If our soul would have been satisfied with the goodness of God, praise God, we'd be here every time doors open, praise God, like little old baby birds with their mouth open. Amen. And he said, if we'll do that, praise God, if we'll come down there like little, just like a little old baby bird, say, Lord, feed me. Amen. Come hungry for the Word of God. He'll feed us, praise God.
Amen.
That's how He fills us up. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why I feel nice in my soul tonight. I've been pulling, praise God, this week I've been pulling up to the trough, praise God, and I've been saying, ah, Lord. Amen. Brother Jeff gets too close to me, and I scooch over like that. Give me some room, brother. I want some more. Amen. He's a big old boy. He takes up a lot of space. Amen. I've been thinking about putting him on a different pew. Amen. It gets kind of hindersome when you beside yourself and that big old leg goes across you. Holds you down. Amen. Trying to hog it all up. Praise God, God just keep pouring it out on purpose. Glory to God. I just keep getting up there to the top with my mouth open. Amen. Why? Because I won't be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost of God coming. Praise God, He does that when you get saved. Amen. He comes in, takes up His abode in your heart. But what you got to do, you take the Word of God and it's applied to your heart prayerfully, God, and God begins to fill you up with the Word, fill you up with the Spirit, praise God, till you're overflowing.
Hallelujah.
He said to be being filled. Amen. Anybody know what filled means? That means to the top. That means to be full. Amen. That means to be up there to where, bless God, it's so full, you can't carry it easy or it splashes out. Amen. It gets so full, praise God, and you get to telling about it, praise God, it begins to splash out. That's what I'm talking about. It begins to get on, folk, glory to God. And they begin to say, whoopee, praise God, that didn't hurt me at all. Amen. That fell right nice, praise God. Hey, somebody over here, give me some of that. Praise the Lord. It's real, glory to God. Amen. Satisfies your soul when you get filled up. Praise the Lord. Amen, it's real. I'm not talking about some fairy tale. I'm talking about something real, praise God, we can partake of. Amen. Glory to God, I feel that I could preach this all night. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a God we serve. Offers that to us, Brother Kevin. Free of charge. Free of charge.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. What a blessed Savior we got. He said, all you got to do is come up and drink. Oh, that's nice. God said, well, do you like it? Have you some more? Ah. Boy, that hits the spot. Man, I didn't know how parched I was. See, I'm afraid that tonight we don't realize how parched we are. Amen. I don't think we realize, praise God, how the devil try to dry us up. Amen. He'll keep us from getting that feeling, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, because He don't want us to be satisfied. He wants to keep us a-wondering. Well, hey, might be something better out there. Stinking liar. I hate him. He ain't nothing but a liar and a father of lies. Praise God, there's a fountain flowing, praise God, and flowing from Emmanuel's veins. Praise God, that satisfies the soul tonight. Amen. He said, we come up desiring. Amen. He said, there's a prayer to be offered. He said, there's a commandment to be obeyed. But then he said, there's a promise to be claimed. Amen. Tonight, there's a promise to be claimed. Look over into Acts chapter 1. Praise the Lord tonight. Hope God's hipping you like He's hipping me. Promise to be claimed. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus told the disciples, He told that multitude, He said, listen. He said, but ye shall receive power. Amen. Now listen, He didn't say, Brother Charles, He didn't say you might receive some power. You might get a little bit of help. Huh? It's not what Jesus said. Because that's not what Jesus meant. Amen. Ms. Martin, he said, say, hey, you know, I'm going to give you a little. If I get a change this week, I'm going to give you a little bit of help. That's not what he said. He said, but ye shall receive power. Amen. Praise God. He said, you're going to get power. Dynamos. I mean explosive power. He said, you're going to get so much power, praise God, it'll blow off and blow away every obstacle that tries to get on you. Boom. 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 Amen. Praise God. He said, oh yeah, he said, there's some of that in your cart. Amen. He said, when you get home, praise God, if you make it, hey, you might want it before you get there. It's in the cart, praise God. While you was on your face, I put it in there. Amen. That's His holy name. He said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. When did He do that? When you got saved. I want to ask you a question. What's hindering us? What's hindering you tonight? You have power if you're a child of God. Amen. You have explosive power, dynamos, praise God. You have dynamite power in you if you're a child of God. So what's hindering us? You know what the problem is? Cause this old stinking flesh, praise God, we've got our fuse wet. Amen. We try to light it, and the devil comes along, wets it, praise God, and instead of burning bright, praise God, burning like it is, praise God, it's just a fizzling. Amen. Well, we don't realize, praise God, that we've already, are you hearing me? We've already overcome the devil. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, praise God, you don't belong to Him, you don't serve Him. We are serving a risen Savior. And He's the one that's filling our cart. Amen. Our resources are sufficient. After you have received the Holy Ghost, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Both Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. So he tells us here two things. Christy, he says, you shall receive power. It's yours, girl. Praise the Lord. Don't you ever tell them, you're going to have to get out these other feminist women and say, I want woman power. Praise God, you've got God power. Amen. Praise God, I'd rather have God power than any power this world has. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. Boy, I would to God some of these godly mothers, some of these mothers get enough God on, realize that they're empowered from God. They don't need to mess this world's God. Hey, my daughter said they could take this women's lib back where it come from. Amen. So she'd like to be treated like a lady. Amen. I believe you ought to treat these women like ladies. Praise God. And I believe men ought to be men. Amen. I'm tired of seeing a bunch of sissy men running around here. Mama, don't raise your boys up to be sissy men. Amen. Praise God. Put them in the yard. Let them play ball. Be boys. Get dirty. Amen. It won't hurt. Let them eat some dirt. Amen. My sister fed it to me and look at me. Put a little sugar in it and said I'd eat it like candy. Amen. Stunning my growth. 6 years of my life eating dirt. But he said that this shall receive power. And he said, you shall be a witness. He said, because the power that you have in you, the power that you need, that filling of the Holy Spirit, that obeying the commandment of God, pray God, you'll get the running over. And pray God, you'll realize your carts are full. You'll want to pass some of it out. Amen. Resources that we have in the Lord. Bless His holy name. We just begin to claim that promise that He's made us. So we just don't claim the promise. This blessed old book, it's full of promises. We just don't claim the promises. We need to say, Lord, what about this one? Amen. It ain't He's forgot. He just don't know whether we want it. Amen. When you go back to that prayer state, you say, Lord, what about this one? Seems like I'm missing something. He said, well, I'm glad you asked. Here's your double portion in your cart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So we claim that promise. The Bible teaches that He gives the life of a volunteer. In Psalms 110 and verse 3, the Bible says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, whenever you get the power of God on you and you begin to realize how God's wanting to bless you, you begin to realize what God's poured out on you, what God's giving you on purpose, praise God, and you realize that you've been empowered, praise God, with something that, bless God, is out of this world. You say, whoopee! I've got some power. Hey, man, I'm going to take it and spread it around. Hey, man, I'm going to go down there to old Bill Bryson's house and I'm going to tell him how much God loves him. And I'm going to tell him, God, hey, what God's got for him. And I'm going to pray that God will give him, that He'll fill him so full that his car will run over and he'll start pacing it out to. Hey, man, praise the Lord. And one of Brother Bill, Miss Peggy's little old grandyoungins, great grandyoungins, oh God, some of that will run over on them. Amen. You young people, listen to me. I wouldn't, God, get a hold of you. Praise God. You'd start right now and you'd get so full of God.
Yes.
Amen. That you'd want to tell everybody about Jesus. Forget about the world. Forget about the sports and activity. They've got their time and place. But praise God, their life ought to be about telling someone about Jesus. Now just think about it. You older folks, remember when you was in school and the influence your peers had on you? And they could get some of them they could get us to do about anything they want us to do. That's ID double dare you, you won't do that. Huh? I'd double dare you. You don't double dare me. I'd triple dare you. But it's on. You can't climb that flagpole. 3 days later, Mr. Seal comes to me and said, I was going out to get in the car to go home. He put his arm around me, smiled at me. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? I said, all right, Mr. Seal. He said, need you to do me a favor? I said, what's that, Mr. Seal? I said, I wonder if the flag's stuck on the top of the pole. I wonder if you could go up there and get it. I said, I don't know, Mr. Seal. He said, I believe you can. See, they told me at lunch, praise God, that I couldn't climb the top of that thing, hold myself out like a flag. Wiggle my feet in the wind. Guess what I did? I climbed the flagpole all the way to the top. Held out sideways, praise God. That's when I was young. Kicked my feet in the wind. Miss Elba says, I believe you can. Amen. Don't try it now. I'd never make it off the ground. But hey, listen, you young'uns don't have to do nothing stupid in this world. Praise God. What you need to do is tell them young'uns. I tell you what you ought to do, be telling your friends and say, hey, listen, you know what? I bet you, hey, I need double dare you. Go to the house of God with me. Amen. Let me show you. Let me point you to Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Let your cart get full now, praise God. Let it run over. Ooh. Amen. While you're young. Well, you won't be like us old folks. Look back with a bunch of regrets. Say, boy, I wish I'd have lived for Jesus all my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. What are you talking about? I'm talking about just being a volunteer. Volunteer for the Lord. When you get empowered, praise God. Just say, be like old Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. Amen. Praise God. There's people all over this world that's needing the gospel. Amen. And we're sitting on a stool to do nothing. We have the capability to go out and convey the Word of God to them. To go with a spell, praise God. Amen. We ought to go. Compel them to come in. Amen. Soul winner has resources. The last but certainly not the least, is Christ needs to be enthroned in our lives. If one of the greatest resources we have is Christ and Him enthroned as the Lord of our life. Amen. You say, how do you do it? Look over at John chapter 7. John chapter 7, I'm done. John chapter 7, let's just go back to verse 37. He said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Amen. The greatest resource we have is Christ Jesus enthroned and glorified in our hearts and in our minds. Amen. The best resource we have is for Christ to be glorified in our hearts and in our minds. What does it mean? Have you ever heard a definition of what it means for Christ to be glorified? I was studying that. I've been studying that for the last few weeks. I can't find anybody with a definition of what it's like for Christ to be glorified. Amen? You know what the closest word I could find, I could come up with for Christ to be glorified? To be made awesome. Amen? To be made awesome. You know them hippies, they used to be out there them surfers. I remember when I was a kid, and they'd have a big old wave, and they'd ride it, and they'd come in and say, "Man, how was it?" "Oh, man, it was awesome." Talking about it was great, that it was out, it was beyond words. They couldn't explain it. They couldn't expand the immensity of it. That's who Christ is. Said when He's glorified, praise God, and when He's made awesome in our lives, the God of glory, amen, when we recognize Him as the greatest thing that there ever was, amen, He said then we begin to have a resource, praise God, that's far above anything we could expect. When Christ is glorified in our lives, He said all these other things, when we glorify God as our Lord Jesus as our Lord Supreme, and we make Him the greatest thing in our lives, praise God, it covers a multitude of things. Amen. Praise God, it alone keep our cart plumb full all the time. Amen. Just if we could just get Him glorified and made awesome in our lives, praise God, they'd be so. He'd load our cart down, praise God, to where it'd run the wheels off. Amen. You'd have to drag it with a log truck because it would be so full all the time. And praise God, He'd make sure when He gets in your cart, praise God, He'll make sure there's abundance of all those other things that we've mentioned tonight. You see, we've got a great resource in Christ Jesus. Because when we believe and trust in Him in faith, praise God, He gives us all these other things. He makes sure that we have sufficient of it all. Amen? When we make Him awesome, the Lord God Supreme. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ain't that wonderful? Have you made the Lord, do you have the resources that you need? Have you made the Lord Jesus Christ awesome in your life? The biggest part. I mean, recognize Him. He's a great big awesome God that He controls it all. He's got it all. Hey, man, there ain't nothing that He don't control. You know, a preacher, ain't situation in my life seem like they're out of control. They are. In your situation, your life. But as far as God's concerned, He's got it. He knows exactly where you're at. Amen? But see, what we look through, it's kind of like a horse with blinders. And we just seeing straight ahead. But God's in control of the big picture. Amen. He knows what's in our cart. And He knows what we need. And He knows if Christ is in our cart. Amen. If He's been made the most important part of that we're searching for and desiring. Amen. And then He makes everything else possible. What does He say? What does He do then? He comes alongside us. And He gives us day by day to meet our need. Amen. He didn't say needs. He said He'd meet our need. Whatever your need is right now. Whatever your need is, you know, at the time when it's time for God to meet it. But we have a great resource tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. How much do we want to see old sinners saved? Amen. How much power do we have? How much resource do you have? That's the question I ask you tonight. You know who's responsible for that? It's not your pastor. I'm just telling you where you get the resources. It's up to you to go and get those resources. Amen. You're the one that's got to pray. You're just going to want to be obedient to the commandment. You're the one that's going to have to claim the promise. Amen. You're going to have to volunteer for this life in Christ. And you're the one that's got to enthrone the Lord Jesus Christ in His rightful place in our hearts and our minds. Amen. Make Him awesome. Amen. The most awesome thing in your life. I mean, just think of Him as awesome, most awesome thing. What do you? Whenever you think Christ, you ought to think of Jesus as the most amazing thing that this whole world, that the universe has. Amen. Jesus is to be the most awesome. He is. You say, well, preacher, how do you fare? Because the Bible said that without Him was not anything made that was made. He made it all. Amen. So to me, the maker of it all is far greater than the all. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ. So we've got a resource. A soul winner, we've got a resource. But it's just how much resource do we want? What we have to do is we have to ask God. Take our supplication to Him. And say, Lord, we need some resources. Amen. And we need it now.